Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is the end of my first week of teaching on spirit, soul, and body. And this is what I consider to be the foundational thing in my life, the key that's unlocked revelation to me. It is just tremendous, the impact that this has had on me, and I believe it's having the same impact on other people. I'm telling you, if what I'm saying here doesn't really light your fire, then I believe your wood's wet. Amen. I don't mean that in a critical way, but I'm just saying that this is life-changing stuff. And if this isn't changing your life, then somehow or another you haven't heard it. I encourage you to get the materials and go back over it and listen to it, because if you get the revelation of what I'm talking about, it will transform your life. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And so we are reissuing my book on spirit, soul, and body. I've put out tens of thousands of those. We have a study guide that has divided this teaching into 23 lessons and has made it available for Sunday school or Bible study type of teachings or discipleship things. And I encourage you to get that, study it yourself, and share it with other people. This is just life-changing stuff. Now, basically, I've shared that there are three parts to us, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. That it's the spirit that got changed. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." By process of elimination, you can tell that's not talking about your physical body. If you were fat before you got saved, you'll be fat after you get saved. It's not talking about your soulish realm, the mental, emotional part. If you weren't too smart before you got saved, you won't be too smart after you get saved. You don't instantly lose all of your thoughts and memory. But in the spirit realm, you are a complete brand new species of being that never existed before. You can't just feel it. You can't perceive it with your five senses, what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. You have to go to God's Word and look in the Word of God like a spiritual mirror and just believe what it says. That is so simple, but it's profound. And this is what turned my life around. I used to be a person that went by how I felt. And if I felt bold, and if I felt joy, and if I felt happy, well, then that's the way that it was. But you know what? Now I'm a person that goes by what I see in the Word, in the spiritual mirror. And what I see in God's Word is now what I believe. And I actually make my soulish realm, my emotions, submit themselves to what God's Word says. There are times that, you know, I have things happen to me just like everybody else. I've had some bad things happen recently. There's times that you want to sit down and just be depressed or discouraged, but it's not what God's Word says. You know, there's so many things I could go to, but just take Galatians 5:22-23. It says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance." Nine things are listed there, but it says the fruit, singular. I believe that they're like light. You can break light into all of these different wavelengths, the red and the yellows and the blue and all of this, but all of them combined make light. I believe that they're just one fruit of the Spirit. It's not like some people only have one of these things and somebody has these others. No, the fruit of the Spirit is all of those things together. But for the purpose of discussion, you can break it out into love and joy and peace, etc. And the Scripture here is saying that that's what the fruit is. That's the product of what's in the spirit realm, is love, joy, and peace. Now, there's times that you don't feel love. There's times that somebody comes up. I was witnessing to a guy one time, and he spit an entire wad of chewing tobacco right in my face. Did you know what? That didn't make my soulish realm, the emotion part of me, just say, "Oh, isn't this wonderful? This guy loves me." No, it didn't make me have warm fuzzies. It made me want to punch his lights out, is what I felt like. But you know what? I know that in the Word, it says that the fruit of the Spirit is love. And as I've studied that, I know that the love that I have in my spirit is not just human love that is subject to ups and downs and how you feel at the moment. It's the God kind of love, the same love that Jesus had when he hung on the cross and people mocked him and spit in his face and pulled his beard and mocked him and said these insulting things to him. And he turned around and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." See, I've renewed my mind, and I know that in my spirit, that's what's going on. I have a love that is so supernatural that I can love the very person who hates me, the very person who's done bad things to me. I see it in Jesus. And what is true of Jesus is true in my born-again spirit. See, I've come to realize that. And because I know that, then when this guy spit in my face, I felt anger and I felt insulted and I felt like I wanted to punch his lights out. But I know that I am not just a physical person with these physical emotions. There's a spirit part of me that loved that man and that was able to forgive him. And I was able to let my spirit control and dominate over my flesh. And if you were to ask the people that were there with me when this guy spit in my face, I never got mad. I wiped it off. I kept talking. I never missed a word in the sentence, and I just kept telling him about the love of God, and I didn't respond in anger and criticism. Somebody said, "Well, I just don't believe you can do that." That's because you don't know who you are in the Spirit. You know, here's another example of the point I'm trying to get across, that I was pastoring a little church in Pritchett, Colorado. And when I came there, I left Childers, Texas, is where I'd pastored before. And we only had a group of maybe 50 or so at the most. But for the first time in my life, I was seeing light at the end of the tunnel, and it wasn't another train. I had hope. I was actually making ends meet. People were coming. People were being born again. For the first time in my life, I was seeing the ministry succeed to a level that it looked like we were going to live and not die. And you know what? God told me to leave. That it wasn't, you know, what a lot of people would consider a huge opportunity or a great situation, but it was the best situation I had ever been in. I was having the most success I had ever had in ministry. We were seeing blind eyes open, deaf ears open. The power of God was flowing. People's lives were being changed. And God told me to leave that situation and go to Pritchett, Colorado. Most of you have never been to Pritchett, Colorado. Most of you couldn't find Pritchett, Colorado if you were looking for it. I mean, if it's not the end of the earth, it's close enough that you can see the end of the earth from there. Amen. I mean, it is in the middle of nothing. When I thought Colorado, I thought of mountains. Well, the whole eastern portion of the state is just flat land, and most of it doesn't even have a tree on it. In Baca County, where Pritchett, Colorado was, there wasn't a single tree unless it had been planted in one of the few little tiny towns that was around. And Pritchett, Colorado only had 144 people in the town. There was 10 people meeting together in this church. I went and held a meeting there, and we saw a man raised from the dead in that situation, and the people had thought that all of this stuff about the miracle power of God and seeing things like healings or people raised from the dead, they thought that that was of the devil. And I came through preaching. We saw this demonstration. And I had just turned their world upside down. And I held a 3-day meeting. And I was getting ready to leave. And they came to me and said, "You can't leave. You can't come in here and upset everything we believe and then just leave. What do? You've got to come back. We need you to stay." And again, I say that Pritchett, Colorado was not my choice of where to live. A town of 144 people, and it was 30 miles from a town of 1,000 people. And if you wanted to go to a town with more than 5,000 or 6,000 people, you had to go over 60 miles. I mean, it was in the middle of nowhere. And it was not my choice. And I told them, "There's no way I'm coming to Pritchett." But you know what? God spoke to me. And God told me to leave that relative success that I was experiencing in Childress and go to Pritchett, Colorado. And so I went there. And the reason I say all of this is to say that for me, I burned my bridges behind me. I gave up everything to obey God. And because I loved those people and I wanted to help. And I felt like that's what God called me to do. I wasn't there but just a few months until these people, even though they had seen this miraculous demonstration of God's power and they had invited me to come, They got offended as I got to teaching about how you walk in the supernatural. It wasn't what they had believed. And, you know, old traditions and customs die hard. And so these people got to rejecting me. And it got to the point that some of the people in that church lied and said that I had committed adultery, that I'd stolen money from the church, that I had been getting drunk, I'd done drugs. There were lies flying about me. There were things happening. They were attacking my wife and my kids. And, you know, I just got to feeling sorry for myself. I got to feeling like, God, I gave up everything. These people, you know, I came here because I wanted to serve you, but I wanted to minister to these people, and these people have turned on me and attacked me, and I got to feeling sorry for myself. And so I was waiting on Jamie and the boys to go to sleep. I was going to go down into the basement, and I was going to have a pity party. I mean, I had sent out all my invitations. All of the demons in Baca County had assembled just waiting on me to get down there and gripe and complain and talk about how nobody loves me and how bad everything was. And while I was waiting on Jamie and the boys to go to sleep, I was in the kitchen and I was just sitting there waiting, and I flipped open my Bible and it turned over to Galatians 5:22 that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, all of these things. And all of a sudden this teaching on spirit, soul, and body came back to me. And in the physical, I'd had problems. In the physical, people were rejecting me. In my emotional realm, I was hurt. I was rejected. But you know what? In the spirit, I began to realize that my spirit has never been depressed, never discouraged. It wasn't hurt. It wasn't bitter. It wasn't sad. It had love and joy and peace. And in the spiritual realm, God was the same and God was good. And I began to start thinking these thoughts. And you know, at first, I didn't want to sit there and just overcome what I was feeling in my soulish realm and start going by what the Bible says I have in the spirit realm. I don't know why, I'm sure that many of you relate to this, but I felt like I would be better off if I just lost it and griped and complained. I mean, sometimes people think that it'd be good for you to just lose it and just vent and let it all out. I'm telling you, that's what psychology would tell you to do. Don't suppress anything. Don't be in denial. Well, I'm absolutely in denial that the flesh is not going to dominate me. The flesh is not going to control. I'm a new person, and I'm going to live by who I am in Christ, and I am not going to give vent and give ascendancy to my physical flesh and how I feel. And see, all of these things were going through my mind. And over a period of time, while I was waiting on Jamie and the boys to go to sleep, I started remembering these things, and the truth set me free. I all of a sudden came and realized I had a decision. Was I going to go by how I felt in the physical realm, in my soulish realm, in my emotions? Was I going to just go by the hurt and the depression and the discouragement, or was I going to go by what the Word of God said? I had a choice. And you know, here's one of the great truths I'm trying to get through this. Most people functionally do not believe that they are spirit, soul, and body. They believe that there's only the body and the soul. And so when they have something happen to them, like I'm describing, and they feel tremendous rejection, and it's unfair, and it's unjust, most people don't know that there's a part of them that is still rejoicing and still praising God and on top and in victory and power and peace and all of these kind of things. And so because they don't know that that's in the Spirit, because they aren't standing on the Word and they aren't taking the Word of God, then it's kind of by default. What other thing is there? I mean, this is how it is. I am discouraged. I am depressed. I have to just be honest. Well, you're being honest only in the carnal, physical realm. You are not realizing that in the spirit realm, you have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, all of this fruit of the Spirit, it's always there. There is no dormant season. There is no winter season where the fruit isn't produced. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, the Spirit within you is operating in love and joy and peace. If you understand that, if you begin to see who you are in the Spirit realm, then you know what that'll do? It'll give you a choice. That doesn't deny that things happen in the natural realm that cause you to be discouraged and hurt. You may have somebody die and there may be grief. And I'm not saying that those things don't exist, but I'm saying that that's not all that there is. In the spirit part of you, the spirit part of you is not grieving. It is not depressed. It is not lonely. It's not bitter. It's not having unforgiveness. The spirit part of you has God's kind of love, joy. I mean a supernatural joy that is far beyond anything that you can explain away. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's a peace that passes understanding. It's beyond what's going on in the physical realm. All of these things are in your spirit. And if you, through the Word of God, begin to start learning what's taking place in your spirit, that you're born again and that you have these things, then at the very least, it gives you a choice. You don't have to sit there and say, well, I wished I had joy. I wished I had love. But the truth is, I don't feel anything but just fear and anger and bitterness. Well, that may be all you're feeling, but in the spirit realm, your spirit is just as happy right now as it will be a million years from now in the presence and in the glory of God. There is no lack, there is no inadequacy in your spirit. I'm going to explain this a lot more in next week's teaching as we get further into this, but right now I'm just saying that all of these things that are listed in Galatians 5:22 are absolutely true 24/7 in your spirit. And if you understand that, then at the very least, now you have a choice. Are you just going to go by how you feel? Are you going to go by what's going on in your body and what other people are telling you? Are you only going to be physical, carnal? The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What is spiritually minded? Well, some people get all religious and think that it's talking about going around with your hands folded, or if you're a minister, put your collar around backwards. It's dressing a certain way. It's going to church. It's praying. It's there. No, being spiritually minded is being minded according to the Word. John 6:63 says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And if you are spiritually minded, which spiritually minded in the context of what I've been talking about is Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. If you're spiritually minded, you'll say, in my spirit, I've got love. And I don't care what I feel in my emotions. I don't care how much I've been hurt. I don't care how much I feel anger in my emotions, in my spirit. I love this person. And I choose to let love dominate. I am not going to give vent to my emotions. I am not going to sit here and speak this anger and bitterness. I'm going to turn around and start loving them as Christ has loved me. See, you have that ability. That's being spiritually minded. And if you start focusing on who you are in Christ, if you start thinking about this, then the Bible says spiritual mindedness produces life and peace. If you are getting something other than life and peace, then you've been something other than spirit-minded. You are dealing with your problems and with the people and the circumstances and the pain and the suffering and the sickness and the poverty and on, all of these things. You're dealing with them only on this physical level. You're coming at them as a physical human being and you're saying, well, I wished I had different results, but the truth is, here's what's happened. I'm hurt and this is the way it is. Well, I'm saying I'm not only physical. I've got a spirit on the inside of me that's been changed. You know, this is why I really get upset with so much of the religious realm and the religious Christian songs. They're nothing but griping and complaining. There's a Christian radio station here in Colorado Springs that I've supported. I give money to them. There are good things on it. But man, sometimes they come out with what I call Christian blues. They just talk about it's a rough life. Oh, God, have mercy on us. Oh, Lord, I'm suffering. Oh, God, I'm so hurt. God, I'm pain. And what they're doing, that kind of thinking is a person who is only acknowledging the physical, soulish realm. They don't know who they are in Christ. They wouldn't be sitting there singing the blues if they understood who they were in Christ. Because regardless how bad your situation is out here in the flesh, in the spirit, you are awesome. This is what Paul said over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. As a matter of fact, I have that right here. It says in verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, talking about in the physical realm, physical and soulish realm, you've got problems, you're dying physically, you're being persecuted and things are happening. Though our outward man perish, yet the inward man, talking about the spirit, is renewed day by day. You know what? When you begin to understand what we're talking about right here, then it doesn't matter what's going on about you. It doesn't matter if you're going through a divorce. It doesn't matter if you're going through death. It doesn't matter if you've already lost somebody. It doesn't matter if your job is downsizing and you're losing this. Regardless of what's going on in the physical realm, the spirit realm, for those who have been born again, is just you have passed from death unto life. You now have all of this fruit of the Spirit in your born-again spirit. You got love and joy and peace. You've got the mind of Christ. You are in relationship with God. And those things that are true of you in the Spirit are so powerful and so real, they just trump everything in the physical realm. Man, I could give you so many scriptural examples of this, but the 16th chapter of the book of Acts is one of them, where Paul and Silas had been beaten unjustly. They didn't deserve it. Their backs were beaten. Then they were thrown in prison in a completely dark area. There was no light there. They had their hands and their feet put in the stocks, which meant that if they did have pain and bleeding and open wounds on their back, they couldn't do anything about it. They couldn't. Their hands and feet were in the stocks. And at midnight, the darkest part of the night, I'm sure they were uncomfortable. I'm sure that they had been in the stocks for hours upon hours. With everything in the natural being absolutely terrible, they start singing and worshiping God. Some people say, how can you do that? Because they knew that there was more to it than just the physical realm. In the physical realm, they were hurting. Their bodies were hurting. I'm sure that there were rats. There were disease. There was pain, there was suffering, there was maybe fear, the people were trying to kill them. There were so many things in the physical, but see, they weren't trapped, imprisoned in the physical only. They were aware that there was a spirit realm, that there was a spiritual part of them. And they had a revelation that in the spirit, God Himself lived in their spirit, that they had love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance in their spirit. And it was that way all of the time, even if it was midnight, and if it was in a prison, and if it was with their feet and their hands and the stocks and their backs bleeding, they were still a victor in the spirit. And because of that, they were able to just tap into that spiritual realm, and they started singing. God was so pleased. He got to tapping His foot to their singing, and man, an earthquake came. It broke open all the cell doors. All of their chains fell off. They were delivered. They saw the jailer set free, and miraculous things happened because they were aware that there's a spirit part of them that was still just prospering and blessed. It didn't matter what you do in the physical realm. Kill them, stone them, leave them for dead. They're going to sing because they weren't carnal. They were spiritual. To be carnal produces only death, Romans 8:6. But to be spiritually minded, thinking about what you have in the Spirit, produces nothing but life and peace. This is one of the most powerful revelations I believe anybody could get, and I've got a lot more to share on it. This is the end of my first week of teaching on this. It's going to be my last day to offer you the first teaching in this set on spirit, soul, and body. And so I encourage you to listen to our announcer and please get these materials. Remember, we have a DVD taken from television. We have CDs. We have a book. We have a study guide. Please call or write and get these materials. And I believe that they're going to change your life. If they impact you one-third as much as this has changed my life, you are going to be transformed. And then make plans to join me again next week on Monday as we continue this teaching on spirit, soul, and body.
The faithful support of partners makes this program possible. We invite you to join Andrew as he spreads the message of God's unconditional love and grace. Write, call, or visit our website and become a partner today.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled Spirit, Soul, and Body is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. Or if you prefer, Spirit, Soul, and Body is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. The first audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD titled The Basics of Spirit, Soul, and Body, free of charge.
I want to remind you that today is the last day for us to offer the first teaching in this four-part teaching to you as a free gift. Now, we're offering the album for a donation of any amount, but we do ask you to send something. But the way we make this available free of charge to people is we offer each one of the teachings on CD, one at a time, free of charge. My partners have enabled me to do that. And today will be our last day to make the first teaching in this four-part set available as a free gift. So I encourage you to please go to the effort to request this. Remember, the single teaching, the first one in the series, is a free gift. The album is available for a donation of any amount.
A condensed version of Spirit, Soul, and Body is also included in Andrew's latest book titled Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword. This valuable book contains abbreviated versions of 16 of Andrew's most foundational teachings. It's available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
He put the same power on the inside of you that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. You have to stand up and you have to speak it and you have to release this. When you meditate in the Word day and night, the Word rises up on the inside of you and then you make your way prosperous.
Join Andrew Womack for the Chicago, Illinois Gospel Truth Seminar, August 4th through the 6th. Log on to awmi.net for more information. This is your invitation to join Andrew Womack for a very special live internet-only broadcast Thursday evening, July 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Be among the first in the world to hear Andrew's exciting announcement and learn the good news about the sanctuary. You will be blessed. To watch live, simply log on to www.awmi.net. That's Thursday evening, July 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, only on awmi.net.
I started getting this bad stomach pain that happened every time I ate something.
I just felt like I couldn't help him. Well, I knew I couldn't. I was in the medical field, and I couldn't do anything.
I found out later that it was life-threatening.
I just sat there quietly with the family, hoping my son was watching, hoping he would absorb all this, understand it, and accept it, and he did.
Check out his story today. Log on to awmi.net. Look to the left. Click on Healing Testimonies. And take a healing journey.